about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Time for pop quiz. Pop quiz. Get your pencils out. It's been a while. I know. Usually we do pop quizzes at the end of the week. But nah. I need to know you guys are listening. I know some of you don't pay attention. And I also understand we got holiday music going on. And so even me, I've been listening to less talk radio because I've been listening to the Christmas music and, you know, singing along. So I just got to make sure you guys are still tuning in and listening. And we have some accountability. So everybody get your pencils out. It's time for pop quiz. I don't care if you have to pull over the rig, pull over your car, truck, pull over your bicycle, whatever you got to do. Pop quiz. Okay, here we go. Ready, guys? Kind of a long pop quiz, but we're going to move through this really quickly. Question number one. What were the first words ever texted? What words were the first ones ever texted? Okay. The Dr. Dahlia Show is great. Good answer, though. I will take Dr. Dahlia Show is great, but that would not be the answer. So that's the only hint I'm going to give you there. Next, true or false? Asperger's will be considered a psychiatric disorder. Asperger's, or high-functioning autism, will be considered a psychiatric disorder. True or false? Number three, which breed of dog is linked to the most human fatalities? Of all the dogs, which breed of dog is the most lethal, should we say? Okay? You guys got that? No, you cannot pull out a dictionary. Come on, people. What average temperature goal should we cook meat at? Okay, there's a variety of different meats. There's a variety of temperature. But what temperature have I said on my show that's a good goal to reach for in order to cook meat that's safe to eat? Okay. Next, how many liters of saliva do we make in a day? How many liters? How many liters of saliva do we make in a day? Okay. True or false? Epidural steroid shots could cause osteoporosis in men. Epidural steroid shots for back pain could cause osteoporosis in men. True or false? Final question. Quote unquote, hiding cigarettes in a store could lead to less teenage smoking. True or false? Hiding cigarettes in stores lead to less teenage smoking. All right, pencils down. Pencils down. No cheating. Okay, how'd you guys all think you did? Oh, horrible, Dr. Dahlia. I never listen to your show and I always fall asleep. Well, then you're in trouble, okay? You know, gosh darn well, we do pop quizzes. There's no surprise there. Okay, what do you think? It's vacation time? It's not vacation time. Pop quiz. Okay, so here we go. Let's go to the answers. What were the first words ever texted? We're going to be talking about this. Texting has reached its 20th birthday. And from what I've heard, the first words ever texted was done back in 1992, December 1992, and it was Merry Christmas. So that's going to be cool. We're going to talk about that. 20 years of texting. I don't think I've had a cell phone. I didn't get a cell phone till after I was married, way after I was married, and I was married in the late 90s. You could text back in 1992, I guess 20-year anniversary. True or false, Asperger's will be considered a psychiatric disorder. Actually, they're taking it out of the DSM. The answer is false. Asperger's is not going to be considered a psychiatric disorder, which I think I agree with. I don't think Asperger's is a psychiatric disorder. All right, next, which breed of dog is linked to the most human fatalities? The answer to that, pit bull. Pit bull, probably, we talked about this in the previous hour, the highest amount of fatalities. Of course, next came Rottweilers, but pit bulls were number one. The average temperature goal we should cook meat at, I've said this multiple times on my show. If any of you missed it, I am extremely disappointed. 165 degrees. And we'll review cooking times really quickly with meats this show. But 165 for most meats, pork, chicken, ground beef, you can't go wrong with. Next question. How many liters of saliva do we make in a day? 1.7 liters. I can't talk about it without getting nauseous. Oh, my gosh. It cleans your teeth, helps you digest food, helps clean your mouth, helps you swallow. We need a lot of it, but let's move on. True or false? Epidural steroid shots could cause osteoporosis in men. The answer is true. There was a study that came out that actually found that men getting multiple epidural steroid shots could be losing bone mass. So we'll talk about that as well. I hope we have time to get to all this. And then true or false, hiding the cigarettes in stores can lead to less teen smoking. True or false, believe it or not, that answer is true. A study just came out saying if cigarettes are hidden, teenagers are less likely to buy them. I'm just as shocked as you are. All right, how did you guys do? 10% correct? Oh, come on, people. No. Really that badly? Oh, come on. The questions weren't even hard. Really? Come on, people. Okay, well, you guys need to get your acts together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dawn working the dials. Yeah, remember the New York City homeless man who received boots and socks from the police officer? He's back on the streets without the boots. Plus, he wants money for a picture that was taken of him without permission. An Arizona tourist had snapped the photo of the officer presenting the boots to Mr. Jeffrey Hillman. It went viral. Now he wants money. I'm sure there's going to be an attorney that's going to represent him, and he's not wearing the boots. Well, because maybe more people will donate to him if he's shoeless. Now, I told you guys, very first time I visited New York back in the 90s, that's when you would pay for the subway with coins, and there were, you know, homeless people that would be sitting there in the subway. Now they've really changed things around homeless people can't even get to that part. But I remember leaning over to donate, and my friend who lived there said, no, that guy makes about 80 grand a year. He's here every day. You could see, look at the makeup. It's makeup on him. And I didn't realize for some people it's a job. Now, I'm not saying Mr. Hillman, this is a job for him. But there's the possibility, don't be naive, that these people are purposely being shoeless just to get money. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking?
That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast, 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Robert from San Bernardino writes, Doctor, I'm recently single and about to look online at online dating sites. Which do you prefer, and what do you think about online dating? You know, I've never done online dating. I've been married, and it stinks because, I love that I'm married, but I love being able to talk about things I've experienced on this show. And I hate not having experienced something that kind of is a common topic on this show. We talk about online dating and dating because it is so much more common now. When we were younger, it's easier because if you're in high school or if you're in college or when you're at work and everybody seems to go out to the club, or a long time ago, the disco. We used to go disco to discotheque. I remember my father would go, oh, I used to take your mother to discotheque. You meet people at discotheque, but you don't go, only your brother. You know, he didn't want me to date. He only wanted my brother to go to the discotheque. It used to be a heck of a lot easier when we were younger to date. And, now, especially with those of us in our 30s and 40s, and, we don't want to meet people as much at bars or dances, etc., if we're trying to look for longer-term relationships. Right now, the stereotype that's out there is if you go and date by trying to find somebody at a club or at a or a nightclub or in a bar, then you're going to probably be looking for a one-night stand. That's not true. But unfortunately, you know, there's always people there and that's what they're there for. And it just makes it a little harder. So we used to have the, what were they, penny savers? The penny ads, am I calling them correctly? Remember, you could post that you want to meet somebody in the paper. That started to happen in the 80s and 90s. But again, there was some bias and taboo and stereotypes with that. And now online dating is huge. And it's actually the vogue. And from what I understand, the top 10 online dating sites have been rated here. Top 10 dating sites of 2012, number one is Zoosk. Zoosk apparently is number one. Now, this is interesting. I was in New York. I go to New York a lot. And we were on a subway, and I saw all these ads for Zoosk. I thought Zoosk was the new Facebook and Twitter. And you know how long it took me to get on Facebook and how long it took me to get on Twitter. So I'm like, well, if this is a social media networking site, I'm going to get on Zoosk. I had no idea Zoosk was a dating site. It never said that. It just said Zoosk. And so, unfortunately, I got all these hits on people that wanted to date. And no. You know, will you come to my house and play doctor? No, I won't. I'm married. Leave me alone. You know, at least with Facebook, the worst that happens is you get poked. Okay, next was Match.com. Now, I don't know if these are the best, or if these are just the most common. eHarmony. OurTime.com is for singles over 50. Christian Mingle. That's a huge one. It came in number five. It's for devoted Christian singles. Date.com is another one. Chemistry.com. JDate. These are for Jewish singles. JDate is huge in the Jewish community. SingleParentMeet.com for single parents. And then Be Naughty. Singles looking for fun, no strings attached dating. Those ended up being the top 10 on top 10 best dating sites. I don't know how biased that is, but there you go. You know, personally, I would probably search for a dating site that had, I guess, things that you could share in common with each other. You know, when we were discussing dating sites out there, there were dating sites for Trekkies. There were dating sites for people who played World of Warcraft. Dating sites for people with certain fetishes. Remember I discussed how I think we need to have dating websites for people with herpes. I think that would be huge. I want to look up also some safe online dating tips for you guys as well. You know, again, you got to be very careful when you do online date. In terms of identity theft when you meet the person. Apparently there was a death in the last couple of days of somebody who was killed by somebody they met on an internet dating site. So, I mean, there are things you do need to watch out for. So I'm going to get those up and coming pretty quickly. But I was going to say something before I went off. Boy, I am really having brain farts today. What is my problem? We're talking about online dating. We're talking about, herpes. I can't tell you how many of my patients we diagnose herpes with. We've talked about this on the show. And, I mean, herpes isn't going to kill them. I mean, yes, it could be a risk to a baby if the woman is pregnant and having an outbreak. But for the most part, men and women done with having kids having herpes, no major, mortality or fatality with this. It's herpes. Unfortunately, so many people have herpes that they can't find other people to date. And one of the number one questions I get from somebody who's single with herpes is, when do I tell my, my girlfriend? Or when do I tell my boyfriend? If I tell them on the first date I have herpes, they're gone. If I wait till we've been dating for a while, then they say I lied to them. And that's a tough one. I mean, I always say you need to be upfront. I mean, if the person really likes you, Hopefully it'll stick. But I understand sometimes after a first date, people don't want it. I mean, unfortunate, what happens with herpes is if you do acquire it, it makes you less dateable. That's probably the biggest non-medical risk with herpes. It could make you undateable. And so I was discussing this with patients years ago where we should probably come up with a dating website so people with herpes could at least meet other people with herpes. And a lot of them, you know, their first partner was the one they married, but they had herpes. They got herpes. It wasn't because they slept around. Now it just, they picked it up from, you know, one of their partners or from their spouse, and now they have herpes for life. But the bias and the stereotype is still there. And unfortunately, it can make you less dateable. And I think there is a website now that's out there for people with herpes. So as you can see, there's a variety of different websites. Now, of course, there are, you know, some safety tips that we always urge for people online dating. I mean, remember to protect your finances. There should be no reason why anybody interested in you online dating is asking for your social security, a credit card number, etc. From what we understand, most of these scams happen by you guys having a long distance relationship and emailing. And then after getting close, after a few months, somebody asks, you know, look, I know we've kind of been online dating. I need a little help. My daughter needs a dress for the school play. Mom is being, you know, X, Y, and Z, and I can't, you know. And then you could get suckered into sending money. Don't do that. I also be very careful originally with some of your personal information like phone number, address, etc. Until you're comfortable with the person, you know, be as anonymous as you can without being unopened, if you get that. There's really no reason for anybody to know your home address, to know your personal home phone number. I mean, you could communicate through email. If you do decide to meet somebody, have other people with you. I would not go alone and meet somebody online for the first time alone. Make sure it's a very well-known, crowded place. Lunch is pretty good. I would say lunch may be a little bit better than nighttime, etc. You know, what are some things that an online person could do that could be red flags? Well, if they quickly ask you to chat or talk outside the email or messaging service, meaning phone, meeting quickly, etc. If they claim to be from the U.S. but are living, working abroad, traveling. You know, think about it. If somebody's traveling in Europe, they got all those European women. Why are they online looking for an American? Okay, you have to wonder a little bit about that, okay? Again, if they ask you for money, huge red flag. If they vanish mysteriously from the site but then come up with a different name, he might be or she might be a crook. If they talk about destiny or fate or use real weird, really weird, corny phrases, something's not right, okay? If they claim to be recently widowed, they said that could be a scammer. If they ask for your address to send flowers or gifts to you, I would be concerned. They could send it to your work. They could send flowers to your work. Again, I'd be a little nervous about sending them where I work. If there's a lot of spelling errors or grammars, according to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, that could be an issue. If there's emails with strange links to websites, something kooky. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so just really quickly, Match.com offers some safety tips as well for online dating, like when to meet people. That's really when you guys are most concerned. I think most of you are smart enough not to give personal information over the Internet when you meet somebody online, not to give credit cards, etc. Again, you got to be careful because some of these people you never get to meet, and months go by. You've had an online relationship talking to them day after day, month after month, so you've probably had over 100 conversations with them. Then they ask for money. It usually isn't day one. So, again, watch out for that. But Match.com says, always meet in public. Meet for the first time in a populated public location, never in a private or remote location, never at your date's home or apartment. Stay in a public place. No reason to stay at the date's house or bring them back to yours on the first date. If they pressure you, say no. Not a lot of reason, okay? We need to start going back to old school with our dating people. There's not a lot of reason to have sex on the first date, all right? Now, what have I warned you all about? I've warned you all about STDs. And not only the possibility of getting STDs, but the possibility of getting sued by this online date if you accidentally give them one. Okay? You guys should date long enough to have had your recent STD blood work and urethral swabs and cervical swabs. Honestly, you really should. And you should have that as proof, because if, God forbid, anything happens or you guys break up and somebody claims you gave them herpes, etc., you have the blood work to prove it. If they, however, have herpes, sleep with you, now you're going to show up positive for herpes, they could again say you gave it to them and sue you. It's a scam that happens all the time. Think about it. You don't usually get your STD testing. So you meet somebody, you're in love, or you think you're in love. Maybe not. A lot of you have sex without being in love. Sorry, I'm still old school. Anyway, you end up having sex. The person knowingly knows they have herpes. You guys have some unprotected sex because somebody convinces you they've had their tubes tied or a vasectomy done, whatever, depending on who you're with. And then you have sex again a couple times, right? Nobody really talks about STDs because nobody has symptoms. Nobody has an issue. All of a sudden, you start to show like you have little lumps or bumps, okay? You guys break up, right? The first person goes, I have herpes, and you gave it to me. And you end up getting tested, you have herpes, and now they could blame you for giving them the herpes. You got to be extremely careful, people. Always get your STDs and have it as proof, okay? We all know relationships a lot of times don't last. We hope they do. But again, we don't know which scam artists are there. So if I could implore you, try not to have sex the first date. Is that okay? Can we maybe do that? They also say if you are going to meet your online dating person, tell a friend. Make sure that friend A, has all your information, phone, etc. Make sure the friend has all the information on this alleged online dating person. Now, keep in mind, okay, most of the time these things are safe. But again, every now and then you hear a scary situation where somebody was killed by somebody that they were meeting that was online dating, or somebody got scammed. And I just want to make sure you all are safe. Tell a friend. Make sure they know when and where you're going. Make sure you guys also have a plan for a call or a text to know that everything is all right. They also recommend for your first online date that you meet in a place offline, stay sober. Okay, you know, I know a lot of times we like to, you know, do shots and just let loose and we're excited that we're with somebody that we're attracted to. Again, you need to be with it on your first date. Many people know how to put on a great act. They, Match.com recommends to stay sober. They also recommend you do your own driving. You drive yourself to and from the first meeting. You need to be in control of your own ride. This way you could leave. If the date stinks, you could leave. If the date is great and you want to follow him or her somewhere, you have your own car. Also, if let's say you're going to meet this person at a state, you're excited, you want to go and stay in a hotel and meet him or her, stay in your own hotel, you no need to plan, you staying at this person's house, you have no idea. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, he sent pictures of his house online and it looks good. Whose house did he send pictures of? Really? Okay, I mean, you have no idea what the living quarters are like, whether it's safe, you have no idea. Again, just because somebody sent it online. Yeah, but he was standing in the living room. It could have been a model home. You don't know. Again, make sure you have a hotel. Make sure you use a taxi or a rental car. You do not need this person picking you up. You've never met this person, okay? The biggest problem we have these days is the superficiality of relationships of people online. I have tons of Facebook friends, tons of Twitter friends. I've never met them. I've met them. I've had lots of conversations, and a lot of you guys are really, really like. But you could get so caught up in that that you realize I've never actually met the person. I'm looking at a profile picture. Yes, I'm looking at some of these other photos, but there's not a lot of photos. Yes, they're texting me. I mean, months can go by with you communicating with somebody online. It's not the same as meeting them in person. Remember, we are animals first. We come from the animal kingdom, and many of us have spidey sense, or the hair on the back of our neck stands up. Sometimes the hair on my face stands up, but I usually have to shave that. Do you guys realize when you meet somebody, it's a much different spidey sense that you get than online? Online, I mean, unless they're blatantly scammers, a lot of times can avoid your radar. You need to meet these people. It's your animalistic instinct. You know, we had a piano teacher for the kids before they decided to quit. And when the piano teacher would come, my cat, who hated everybody, anybody that came into the house he hated, would come up to this one person and just loved the piano teacher. Didn't like anybody else. Later he started to like my mom, but that's because my mom made the cat feel guilty. But remember, we're animals. Animals know who they could trust and who they can't sometimes. Now, true, some of us are stupid. Some of us will get blown away by things they say and poems and, you know, how they look and, you know, et cetera. But, you know, for the most part, please trust your animalistic instinct. And no need to have them save you the $20, $30. Get a taxi or a rental car. You do not need to tell the person where your hotel is. You don't. If you're going to meet them, you find out what the public place is. You get all the information. Make sure it's a public place. Make sure it's not, it hasn't gone out of business and you're meeting somebody at a boarded up location. And again, let your family and friends know everything that is going on. Okay. So that was just some quickly, some safety tips for online dating. Now, like I said, I mean, I'm a fan. I want people to get together. I want people to meet people that, you know, that doesn't have to be in the bar setting. I think a lot of people that want to meet people, you know, for meaningful relationships are turning, you know, online, but realize that scammers and criminals and sickos are out there. And many of them have the acumen, the mental acumen to know where to be predators and where to find their prey. And so they may think you're a housewife that just got divorced and you want to meet somebody, and they will learn your profile and they will learn what they need to say to you. Like, for example, my patients who want narcotics, they know exactly, new patients know exactly what to say to me. What they do is they go to my website and they study me. Then they listen to my show. Then they come in and they start buttering me up, saying, oh, my gosh, I love the episode where you were talking about online dating and you were making fun of your mother-in-law and whatever. And then they talk about the show. Then they try to agree with me politically. So now we're 10 minutes into the visit, and I'm like, what can I help you with? I'd love to talk to you more. I know the nurses are going to yell at me. I gotta keep moving. What's wrong? What can I do to help you? Oh, I need 100 pills of Lortab 10. And remember, these people, they know exactly what to say. Don't be snowed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Captain Light, please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Give it to someone special. I hope you all are listening, especially you young kids that have sex too quickly. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you want to give it to somebody special, give it to your spouse after you get married. Say, I'm sick of this. I am sick. I am sick of these kids getting pregnant. I'm sick of these kids having sex early. I don't know who to... how to vent on the topic, but we're going to move on. Many of you are venting on the decision for Disney to take on Star Wars and to enter into the next trilogy. We got more bad news from George Lucas today, saying, I really don't have much to do on Star Wars, even though he is in some sort of a consultant capacity. It turns out not much he's going to be doing. From what I understand, screenwriter Michael Arndt is currently writing the script for Star Wars Episode 7. No director has been selected yet, but they may use the X-Men First Class Matt Vaughn, who will take the job. They are expecting Star Wars Episode 7 to be in theaters 2015. They think it is going to be running opposite Avengers. I don't think it's a big deal. Honestly, people just go to the movies 2 days in a row, or they'll go see a double feature. If they are using X-Men First Class, hopefully they have Fassbender in there, because I love Fassbender. He's sexy. He could be my Luke Skywalker any day. So, no, it looks like George Lucas is not going to be as a part of it as we need, or as involved. And, of course, George Lucas made the first three movies. The more recent Star Wars movies were good, but nothing like the originals. Nothing will ever be like the originals. And maybe it's because we were young when we saw them. You know, I'm a little nervous about Superman coming out next year. I hope they make Superman good, because, I mean, Superman, to us, if we all, you know, tried to rate who is the best superhero, I know some of my kids think Iron Man is, because, again, they never saw Superman. And what they don't understand is Superman didn't even need a suit. I mean, he could be naked. And hopefully they, you know, elicit that and exemplify that in this next show, next movie. But he could be naked and still be a tough guy. Right? He could actually give up his powers, get his powers again, and still be tough. Whereas Iron Man still needs a suit. Batman still needs a suit and a scar. Superman could fly, for crying out loud. So Superman, to me, is still the number one superhero. No, Wonder Woman, I was never really into Wonder Woman! No, I really wasn't into Wonder Woman. I think Superman rocked. Isis and Shazam. Shazam and Isis rocked. But again, I still think they needed their bracelets and their suits. I don't remember too much about Isis and Shazam. We're going back a few years. Okay, congratulations to Hugh Hefner and Crystal Harris. Harris, 26 years old, and Hugh Hefner are back together again. All right, after a very public breakup and some time apart, they are getting married again. The two plan to tie the knot on New Year's Eve. He is 60 years older than her, but from what we understand, they are madly in love. She is pretty. I gotta hand it to him. I just 60 years difference. That's a lot. All right. Looks like 17 children have been sent, or 17 people have been sent to hospitals in Atlanta because of a possible gas scare. Apparently, 12 students and 5 adults have been taken to hospitals after an Atlanta elementary school was evacuated amid concerns of carbon monoxide. Officials say the scare occurred earlier this week at Finch Elementary School. From what we understand, all patients are in mild to moderate condition. Again, I can't remind you all enough, carbon monoxide monitors, you need to have them at your house, you need to have them at the school. Your carbon monoxide is a tasteless, smellless gas. You have no idea if you are going to be sustaining carbon monoxide poisoning. We talked about Weird Al Yankovic's parents dying together at the same night because apparently carbon monoxide was coming in through their fireplace. You need to have carbon monoxide monitors. Carbon monoxide competes with hemoglobin, or competes with oxygen on your hemoglobin. So what ends up happening is, since carbon monoxide does not act like oxygen, your carbon monoxide takes up the receptors on the hemoglobin, and you end up basically asphyxiating. And it's a horrible it's a horrible way to die, because it's so preventable. Now, yes, people have tried to commit suicide, and people have committed suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning, locking themselves up in a garage, etc. Not the smartest thing to do. Again, I think people committing suicide are extremely cowardly. But it brings forth the idea that you need to make sure you have ventilation. You know, many of us in the winter, we lock everything up tight. You know, I talked about that last week, how to save money, right, and how to avoid extra costs on your gas. gas bill and power bill by saving money, sealing, you know, windows tight, door sealants, etc., so you don't have leaks with air and cool air coming in. But also keep in mind, you kind of lock yourself up and condense it like that. God forbid you have a carbon monoxide leak. So get a carbon monoxide monitor. They're easy, they're cheap to get, and it's important. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's quickly review meat temperatures, okay? There's a variety of different sources on meat, fish, seafood, temperature, cooking charts. I urge you to find one you're comfortable with, to print it, laminate it, and stick it in your kitchen. But when in doubt, you really can't go wrong with about 165 degrees. And you may overdo it a little bit, but I'd rather you overdo it than underdo it. You know, when they're talking about meat, you know, like, steaks, they'll say, well, for a rare steak, 120 to 125 degrees, medium rare, 130 to 135 degrees. Well done, you're at about 160 degrees on up. And ground beef, they say 160 to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm not going to do Celsius because I don't know Celsius and we're in America. Sorry, guys. All right. Okay. Poultry, chicken, duck, 165 degrees. Cook until the juices run clear. You don't want to see blood. You don't want to see pink. Turkey. They say 12-ounce turkey can easily handle 60 to 90 minutes of resting. During that time, temperature can rise 30 degrees if not exposed to drafts. They say a turkey cook at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Juices need to run clear and if the leg moves easily. I'm hoping that the turkey's dead, though, when the leg moves easily. You're moving it. Ground poultry, like ground chicken and turkey, again, 165 degrees. Stuffing, they say cook to 165 degrees. Okay, now for roast, maybe you could get away with about 145. All right, like I said, a well-done steak is about 160, so you could probably do your medium steaks at about 140, 145. But when we get to pork ribs, pork shoulders, beef brisket, we're back into the 160s. Cooking temperatures, 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Sausage, 160 degrees. Ham, 160 degrees. Okay, now fish, you could get away with less cooking degrees. Fish, you could do about 140 degrees. Tuna, swordfish, marlin, even 125 degrees. Most of you guys like to sear your tuna for your sushi. But, again, you know, keep in mind raw fish, raw food, you know, could come back and bite you. But come back and sting you like a shrimp. They say if you're going to boil shrimp, medium size, boil 3 to 4 minutes. Large size, boil 5 to 7 minutes. Jumbo size shrimp, boil 7 to 8 minutes. For those of you thinking about coming on Hell's Kitchen or Master Chef, if you're going to boil a lobster, and it's a whole pound lobster, 12 to 15 minutes. If you broil it, about 3 to 4 minutes. Steam it, 15 to 20 minutes. Bake a lobster. Each tail is 15 minutes. You broil a tail, 9 to 10 minutes. Scallops, you got to cook them about 12 to 15 minutes, which is why Chef Ramsay is always yelling and complaining at people. Okay, did we cover it all? All right, and you guys understand medium versus medium rare versus rare. Extra rare is basically the meat is barely warm and it's a deep red raw looking piece of meat. Rare meat will have a sear. The center is bright red, but you'll start getting a little bit of pink toward the exterior. Medium rare, center is still very pink, but you're going to start seeing some brown on the outside. Medium, light pink in the center. You don't see as much blood. Well done. It's all kind of brownish. All right, guys, we got another hour coming up. Please stay tuned. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.